teachers, postal workers, air traffic controllers, and other civil servants walked out of their jobs Tuesday to protest for better salaries and working conditions. Many French schools were closed, airports reported flight delays and cancellations, mail went undelivered, and many newspapers were not on sale in kiosks because printers also joined the protesters. A massive march began in Paris Tuesday afternoon, joining others around the country. The one-day strike comes as transportation workers around the country continue to protest against proposed cuts of special pension benefits they have enjoyed for decades. The proposals are part of a package of reforms that the center-right government of President Nicolas Sarkozy hopes to push through to make France more competitive and to reduce public spending. The number of picketing transportation workers has dwindled since the strike began a week ago, but traffic remains snarled and public transportation slowed, particularly in the Paris region. The French government says the strike has cost the country hundreds of millions of dollars a day, a point reiterated Tuesday by French Budget Minister Eric Woerth.
Était chiffré d'une manière générale pour l'économie nationale par Christine Lagarde aux alentours de 300 à 400 millions d'euros.
In an interview on France Inter Radio, Woerth said the transportation walkout is costing between $440 million and $586 million daily and will have long-term consequences if it continues. The strike has touched a wide array of sectors. Stores, hotels, and theaters complain of a sharp drop in business, and the steel giant ArcelorMittal complains needed supplies traveling by rail remain undelivered. A number of French universities are also closed as students protest still other government reforms for the country's higher education sector. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.